Hi, I'm Leslie G. McMillan, and I've been the director of the Valley Youth Fiddlers for the last 25 years.
What do you think it is, and this is great that you would have this kind of history as well, but what do you think makes the Buckley Valley such a talent pool for musicians?
You know, I think when we moved up here, there was already such a huge music scene here, big folk music scene, and everybody was so supportive when we were trying something new, like trying the fiddling. And so everybody pulling with us, I think, is what made fiddlers happen and what makes so much happen in this valley.
And is the holiday concert a tradition?
Yeah, we've played Christmas carols, I think, every Christmas since I can remember. We sometimes played it. Some years we would play for seniors things. We usually go to the lodge, but we can't this year. And then the other thing that we have done forever was play for the Santa Claus breakfast at Hudson's Bay. And the kids look forward to that because it's part of it. Not only did we get to play all of our Christmas tunes and wear Christmas hats, but we got to have breakfast with sausages and pancakes and everything. But again, we got to wait for next year post-pandemic. But everybody looks forward to playing the carols. And so we're doing it anyways.
Yeah. Actually, it's kind of a nice lead into my next question, which was, how did COVID impact the Valley Youth Fiddlers? And then do you think that you'll keep any of the changes that you've had to make in regards to your gatherings and concerts? Or are you just excited to get back to shows for large live audiences?
Last year, we were only allowed to have people under 18 come, which was like we felt lucky we were able to have that even. But we're a whole family and community organizations, so we're super happy that we have the adults back. I mean, some changes that we will keep is we now have almost all of the parts that we use are on video, so people can practice with videos. But in terms of our performances, I think like we're looking forward to being able to actually play for people together and to be able to crowd together on a stage again. But we're happy that we at least get to do what we get to do now.
Is the Valley Youth Fiddlers, has it always been a bit of a family affair? Like I noticed it seemed like maybe some parents playing like rhythm guitar. And some of my friends were playing, like Naomi and Jake were on bass and on drums. So, being the Valley Youth Fiddlers, are the parents and I guess people and typically people over 18, are they kind of supplementing what's not being played on fiddle, and has it always been the tradition?
So it started off with that adults could join, but they couldn't play fiddle. And we really wanted parents and families making music together because that's what folk music is. But then more recently we let adults start playing fiddle. I was worried in the beginning that if adults played, they'd take over from the kids, but the kids actually, keep the adults in line. And so many people have grown up through the fiddlers. Like when in the beginning we had no drum, and then Richard Jenny, Jake's dad, offered to play as part of Bongo Fury, and Jake was still just a little kid, like 12, and he was one of our drummers. And so now there he is as an adult leading the whole drum section. And like co-leading the group with me, and Naomi's helping as well. And there are a few now also, some other people that played as kids who are back as adults playing guitar just because it brings them such happy memories.
Yeah. And I also noticed that there was a song that you played that I believe you said was an original. I kind of missed it, but it was the Sleigh Bell Waltz. So is that a tradition for these holiday concerts as well? Is that people will write, like they'll compose songs for the Valley Youth Fiddlers, or is that one an anomaly?
So we have lots of tunes composed for us or arranged for us. And so that one was written. We have a tradition of having mentors come visit us from all across Canada. And so Oliver Schroer was one of those mentors, and he wrote the Sleigh Bells Waltz for us. And then there was another tune that we used to play but don't often play anymore that a bunch of the kids had written, which I may bring back in the future. But yes, we always have things, a large part of our repertoire is either, well, it's either all written for us or arranged for us. There'll be, in the new year, in fact, we're bringing up James Stevens to work with us, and he's going to give us a tune that he wrote. He's going to teach us a tune that he wrote for one of the kids who graduated and her mom from our group, and then also a tune that one of the kids themselves has written and arranged for the group.
How cool is that?
It's so cool. It's lovely.
Yeah. Where can people find, like, I mean, I was able to go and see a practice because, you know, I was invited to record it. But can people find you online, or are you going to do an online concert? How could people watch and see it this year, aside from obviously on CICK radio?
So we have the Valley Youth Fiddlers website that has little snippets of us in there. We are soon releasing a story that Patrick Williston, one of our members, wrote for us, that we recorded last spring as a concert. And so that'll get released on something like Spotify in the next little while. And so it'll be on Facebook and hopefully like on our website and everywhere else we can get it out. And then there's little snippets of us here and there from our tours. We were all set up for a tour before COVID struck. So we're waiting. We have another show ready to go, but we have to wait. But there's some little snippets from Ilaria's Fiddle and then also from Fiddle History of Canada and other shows that we've done. You can find them on YouTube if you search Valley Youth Fiddlers.
Leslie Jean wanted to let her listeners know that they're always accepting new members, and if you want to participate, they ask that youths have at least 1 year fiddle experience and for adults to come anytime. You can find out more by visiting their website at valleyyouthfiddlers.com and click on Contact.